How to save money on a car loan. That's coming up on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Memorial Day is one of the busiest car buying days of the year. New auto sales in the U.S. are expected to climb for a seventh year in a row. Personal finance website WalletHub compared auto loan and lease offers from more than 150 lenders. Here to tell us what they learned is Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst at WalletHub in Washington. Jill, interest rates are at their lowest point in 3 years, but those rates can be significantly higher for buying a used car versus a new one. Any advice for consumers?
Yes. The average new car loan now charges 17% less interest than the average used car loan. So if you are in the market and you are or have been thinking of buying new for some time, now is definitely the time to do it.
How big of a difference did you find between shoppers with a fair credit score versus those with excellent credit?
Overall, buyers who have fair credit actually end up spending about 6 times more to finance a vehicle than someone with excellent credit. So that equates to over $6,300 in additional interest payments over your standard 5-year, $20,000 loan. So it definitely makes a big difference. We typically say it takes around 6 to 18 months to see a significant bump in your credit score. Obviously, if you're shopping over Memorial Day weekend, that's not 6 months away. But we at least say, you know your credit score going into this, so that you can at least know the rates that you should be hearing. And of course, you can then shop around from there.
Do you have any tips for where car buyers might find a cheaper rate?
A common mistake that consumers make is shopping around for their car, their make and model, and kind of ending their search there. But you actually have to shop around for financing as well. So people in the market for a new car should start their financing search at the car manufacturers themselves. Their rates are around 40% below average right now. Credit unions, also a good option, around 30% below average. National banks and regional banks range from anywhere from 2 to 30% above average, and they should be secondary options only.
And what about auto leases? You've said there's a lack of transparency there between automakers and consumers. What should shoppers know?
If you plan to keep your car for only 3 years, 95% of manufacturers will give you a better deal if you finance instead of lease. So nevertheless, always make sure that you're doing the math here, maximizing your savings. But when in doubt, go with financing, even if you don't plan on having that car forever or really for that long at all. Just be careful here because a lot of car manufacturers continue to lack transparency when it comes to those leasing offers. So maybe Mazda, Infiniti, Mini, BMW, Acura, they're doing a little bit better than some other manufacturers, but always make sure you're reading the fine print to the very last page of the agreement so you know exactly what mileage or return condition you can take that lease car back in.
That's Jill Gonzalez at WalletHub in Washington. Thanks for listening to Your Money Matters. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and you can also look for us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.